We're looking forward to a massive match tomorrow afternoon. Well, 1:45 kicks off Metricon Q Clash, a big rivalry now between Brisbane and the Gold Coast Suns. Joining us in the studio right now, he does every Friday before the big games. Stewie Jew, good morning, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, awesome. Really good. Great to see you yesterday too down there at the Dawn Service. The first one for you at Currumbin?
In official capacity.
Yes.
So last year I was just on the beach, and it was pretty spectacular. Mm-hmm. Normally, I used to go to North Bondi, so it was actually quite similar because the water and it's just a bit eerie when the sun comes up.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you there. Now, this is a big clash. The Lions are doing pretty well as well this year. You guys are doing...
Do we talk about it?
A bit of a hiccup.
No, we can talk about it. We've got to face up to it.
It's only a blip in the radar, though. That's the way I see it, right?
Oh, I mean, and where we're at, we want to compete, and we didn't compete for long enough last week. I think about 40 minutes of football on our terms, and Adelaide experienced their ball movement was a little bit superior to us, and we gave them too many turnovers. So that's the... long story short.
Big day, though, at Metricon Stadium. We do enjoy getting out there. A lot of kids' entertainment, a lot of free activities right up before the game as well. And also, I reckon the best part about Metricon is the fact that when the kids can jump over the fence at the end of the game and it's a sprint to the centre, and then you watch the kids playing the game and they'll reenact their superstars while they're out there after the game. It's one of the best parts of footy.
My kids love it. I'm like, do you want to come in the rooms and... My wife's like, no, they just want to go and have a kick. They actually did it in Adelaide last week as well. And we got back to the hotel and my son had a new footy. I said, where'd you get this? And they just said it was like, it sort of landed there. And they turned around and asked a few people, is this yours? And then Jack's just off he went. He's only three.
Straight in the backpack.
That's the official story.
Sort of what I used to do when I was younger.
Yeah, I was
accumulate footies. If one landed near me, that was it. Thanks.
Who did you guys, when you used to go out in the field when you were kids, who did you try to both emulate?
Mine was Peter Dacos. Peter Dacos used to kick goals from the boundary, played at Collingwood, loved it.
Right.
Yeah, I was John Platten. So he's South Australian and played for the club that I played for and then went to Hawthorn.
And he had hair like Bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I've got good hair.
He's trying to hang on to it now, and it's not quite working.
Oh, that's cool. Now, I want to know, Stewie, being the coach of the Gold Coast Suns, look just exactly the same as Peter.
Yeah, Southport Sharks under 14s reserve team.
This is interesting. You're talking about Metricon this Saturday. Don't you have training this Saturday or a game this Saturday?
Yeah, we've got a game Saturday morning at Southport Sharks against Broadbeach here, so it'd be a good game. Under 14s seconds.
How do you do it all?
I don't.
I'm doing it.
No.
How do you do it all?
Well, I can only coach to half time. Because then I've told the boys there's someone else going to coach the second half because I've got to get to Metricon.
That's disgusting. Wow. What if you left a Suns game halfway through, Stewie, to go and do what you want to do?
A couple of times last year I probably considered it, but not anymore. But to be fair, Spider's probably just really confident that the game is going to be over at half time. And if there's one excuse to leave, it's to come to Metricon.
And seriously, I'm weighing up between water bottles... or beer jugs. Yeah. A big difference. I know where I'm going.
I know what I would do too.
All right. There we go. Very cool. Well, good luck this weekend. It's a big one.
Thank you. Yeah. No, we're looking forward to it.
Very quickly too, you've got a debutant player playing his first game.
Yeah, Josh Corbett. So he's come from Werribee Football Club. And I think he's just turned 23 this week actually. So it's pretty exciting. It's a great story, you know, mature age entry into the system, which is great. I think it shows that not everyone's ready at 18, 19 years of age. So we look forward to, you know, him playing well, but also it's interesting. On our website, there's a video when he tells his mum, and you actually forget how big a moment it is.
Aww.
You know, his mum's in tears and... It's quite...
It is.
You've got to remind yourself how much they've worked
for
it.
How lucky you are.
Yeah, how lucky you are. So that was a nice thing to see.